Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
Hello and welcome to a St. Patrick's Day edition of the AC All Access Show. Sober as a judge right here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. Tell you what, the parking lot is full, but the restaurant, not quite. The bar is full, so you'll have to consume your beverages at a tabletop. Great place to be really any day of the week here at Frickers in Adrian on South Main Street. Josh Mitchell back in our cave studio. Stacy Mitchell right next to me, our marketing specialist.
Sales manager.
Oh, that's right. Are we going public with that? I know it's public in the building. Oh, it's public. All right, sales manager, Stacy Mitchell. She doesn't really do anything with the show. She does everything outside the show. Mike Prang with Adrian College, the SID. I'm Ian Wendt. Thanks for being with us on a Monday evening. We're going to talk a whole variety of sports today. Men's volleyball, women's lacrosse, men's lacrosse, and baseball. All in this hour. Talking with all student athletes today. We have a sophomore setter from Orland Park, Illinois, Andrew Grazik, with the men's volleyball team joining us. Andrew, thanks for being here so punctual. You were on time, which means you were early. And, you know, athletes know all about that. Yeah, thanks for getting on and do the show. Your team this year has had to find production in other ways. You know, I've talked with Coach Soto about that a couple of times this year, and it's a younger team in spots and experienced in others in terms of, you know, grades. But this year, your season so far, you've scheduled tough, and the record kind of shows that. You're 5-14 overall. The one that matters is you're 1-2 in conference play. So, Andrew, if you want to kind of give an overview of your season so far.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think starting off a bunch with away games, that really gets us going. You know, we're traveling all the time, so we're always out and about, always playing at, you know, other team schools, so, you know, there's always that home court advantage playing against other people. I think a lot of the games this year that we have played have been really competitive, and I think we should have won more than what our record shows, not in conference right now, but outside of conference. I think we definitely should have been doing better than we were. I think we were playing very timid at the beginning of the year, almost scared to lose rather than trying to win. That's what our coach always says. Mm-hmm. Going to conference, though, we started our conference with two of the hardest matches, which is Mount Union and Baldwin Wallace. So starting off our conference every year, because we did this last year too, with the harder opponents really gets us going against those kind of easier opponents. So when we start with our hard competition, it allows us to keep that intensity at the beginning of conference and kind of play down more to our worse opponents in conference. Like when we played Olivet, we swept them 3-0. We took a set off of Mount Union, which was great competition because they're up there for sure in our conference. And Baldwin Wallace, they definitely gave it to us. They whooped us pretty bad, but it was a good fight. We did what we could. They're ranked like top 20 in the nation anyways, so I'm expected to lose that one.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. Are they still – they're still ranked,
they're
right?
They're still up there.
Yeah, so
they're
still up there. The top of this conference is almost as good as it gets in the country.
For sure. Trine's really up there. Wittenberg's really up there. Baldwin Wallace is really up there. Mount Union's up there. So our conference has definitely gotten progressively harder throughout these past years, and this year it's definitely been the hardest it's been.
Andrew, you are a setter on this Bulldog volleyball team. People, I think 90% of people listening know kind of what that is, but literally – a setter is the ultimate wingman for volleyball. You are literally setting up your teammates for success. How do you approach that position?
I approach it with the mindset of I have to better every ball. Everything given to me is an opportunity to be better for the rest of the team. So whether the pass is good, whether the pass is bad, whether I'm in system or out of system, regardless of where I am, my goal and my job is to make the best decision on the court, give the ball to the best player at that right time, and set them up to get a kill, so then that just progresses our points.
Volleyball can be such a quick sport, a lot of stuff on the fly, so your move depends on maybe the first touch, or maybe you are the first touch in a particular point. You don't have time to like huddle up and discuss, all right, we got our first hit, what are we doing for the second? Is that what you mean when you're like, when you're in your flow of offense, you have a certain way of doing things?
Yeah, I'd say 100%. You know, my goal as a setter, especially my mindset, is to spread the court. So if I could keep the other team's blockers on their toes, trying to go from one pin to the next, so from my outside to my right side, okay, setting my middle, setting my back row, if I could spread that ball out, it's harder for the other team to get block touches on it, which allows us to set up our offense easier.
Okay.
And that mindset is really on the fly of where I'm going to put that ball. Okay. So I don't have a true, like, oh, I'm going to go here and then I'm going to go here. It's really wherever that ball lands, I'm just going to see where it's going, and I could just redirect it wherever I want.
Okay, and then your teammates on either side of you, let's say you're playing in the middle, either side of you have to be ready.
Yes,
just in case.
100%. Every position has to be ready to get that ball because I'm going to put it wherever I think the other team's not going to get it.
And, Andrew, defensively, for a setter, what is that responsibility? I don't know if you're one of the taller guys on the court or not, but are you someone that has to go up and try to block the other team's shots too?
Yeah, so our team does this thing called the 5-1 in volleyball, which means the setter plays front row and back row. So my job in the back row is obviously to get touches, get the ball up, so then someone else can set up our pins or our middle or whatever who's heading. And when I'm in the front row, I definitely am an undersized player. I'm definitely one of the shorter kids on the team. So it's harder for me to, you know, block and get touches on balls when I'm blocking with other people who are like 6'6", 6'5".
Right.
So my main goal when I'm getting up there is just to get a touch on it, slow it down, and hopefully my team can play the ball out and give us another opportunity on offense.
Talking Adrian College Men's Volleyball with Andrew Grazik from Orland Park, Illinois. I don't know exactly where that is. I'm going to assume a suburb of Chicago.
100%, yeah.
Okay. What brought you to Adrian? I know it's a doable drive, right? About 4 hours, depending where you're coming from.
Yep, definitely about 4 hours. So Adrian was towards the ending of my touring of colleges. I think the college I visited before Adrian was Ball State. I wasn't particularly looking to play volleyball anymore. I was really looking forward just to going to like a big school, you know, having fun, getting my education. But for some reason, when I visited Adrian, I really felt a homely atmosphere walking into that gym and seeing all the Adrian gear everywhere and, you know, seeing all the trophies. And, you know, I heard they were redoing the gym in the next year too. The weight room's really nice. So once I visited and, you know, the campus felt really friendly, even meeting some of the former teammates that I would be playing with, super chill, super nice guys, it just felt really homely. I felt like I was going to fit in right away.
It's a place where you don't need to make the sport your only thing.
100%.
Right? Like, that's the point of a liberal arts school.
Yeah.
And that's one reason why I ended up going there was I could do many things. If I went to, let's say, a larger state school, whether it be in Michigan or wherever, and you could kind of pigeonhole yourself. Like, if you played D1 volleyball, that's really all you're doing.
Right.
You need to dedicate all that time. And you're certainly committed to the sport, but D3 liberal arts, you can really do both. Andrew, you're a sophomore. Do you have any sort of inkling of what you want to do with your degree / maybe degrees?
I definitely want to go into public accounting at first, so probably work for somewhere back in Chicago or Michigan, whichever one really wants me. I'm definitely going to work at a Big Four public accounting firm.
Okay.
That's my goal.
Do they still have a master's of that at Adrian?
They do.
Okay.
They do still have a master's, but soon it will switch to where you no longer need your master's. So
okay,
you could get your master's in 4 years then, or your CPA, sorry. You could get your CPA in 4 years and
okay,
your master's then you don't really need.
Right.
But
okay,
I'm still going to get my master's regardless.
Okay. Volleyball on the men's side is obviously what it is. Boys volleyball is kind of getting there with high schools and maybe travel leagues and youth leagues and stuff like that. Did you experience that growing up? Did your high school offer boys volleyball?
Yeah, so ever since my junior high years, so from sixth grade to eighth grade, I played volleyball from my school, Orland Junior High. So it was really, you know, the net's way lower. Everything
sure
is less control. You know, even in high school, I played too. I played my sophomore, junior, senior year. And it's definitely a huge difference. Everyone's, you know, not hitting as hard, way less control. less IQ too. You know, it's you either have those really good players that you know are going to play D1, or you're playing with people that are like probably not going to play in college.
Like their third sport in high school, and they're just with their friends.
Right, basketball
like
players
that.
Just switching because you know they have a good jump, stuff like that.
Right. Okay, getting back to this season, you are 1-2 in league play, coming off a challenging test and a good test and a rival in Siena Heights University. They came across town, and you played three tight contests with them. That can prepare you going into a weekend that has a lot of postseason implications, right? Mount St. Joseph and Wittenberg University in conference play.
100%. So, you know, Siena is a really good offensive team. I'd say they're better offensively than defensively, which means they're hitting and blocking is really aggressive, but their passing isn't. So they're really good at adjusting on the fly. So I feel like we have to use some of what we played against them and learn to be more fluid and adjust on the fly to these teams that are really good offensively and defensively. So we really have to just get other teams out of system, get the ball where they're not, and, you know, be ready to also receive the balls that they're going to try to get us out of system.
That's the basic plan this weekend. Is it going to be a Friday-Saturday?
Yeah, Friday-Saturday.
Okay. And you're kind of used to that, right? A couple games in a weekend?
Yeah, we've done that a bunch. We usually take up some vans and drive to whatever place we're playing, usually playing a tri-match or playing one team one day, one team the next. But we've definitely traveled a lot this season.
Okay, so will that be at one of these schools?
It should be, yeah.
Okay, so you'll stay there Friday and Saturday?
I think we're traveling to one school one day and then driving to the next the other.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then your final home weekend of the season, which is crazy to say already, you're taking on Trine Friday, Calvin Saturday. I assume that'd be next weekend, so not this one, the following week.
Right.
And then Saturday being senior day. But again, those two will also factor in. You need to get a top four seed in the MCVL.
Correct.
To make it to that postseason. And obviously that's a goal for this team, right, is to get to that top four.
100%.
Maybe sneak up into the threes so you don't need to play the one seed right away kind of
right,
deal.
And, right.
Do you think that's something that your team can do?
100%. I don't think our preseason or, you know, anything besides conference really matters right now. You know, we're 1-2 in conference. We're 0-2 against the top teams. But, you know, we beat Olivet really hard. I think looking forward to these next four games, we really just have to show what kind of team we are. We have to show that we could adjust on the fly. We have to show that we could hit just as hard as those good teams. We could play and pass just as good as those good teams. And, you know, we just have to play our own game. Our goal is definitely to make that top four.
All right, good stuff. Andrew, appreciate the time today. Your time is up. You
awesome.
Did it.
Thank you.
Yeah, always good to talk volleyball at Adrian College. So
yep.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Andrew Grazik with the men's volleyball team, sophomore setter from Orland Park, Illinois. We're going to take a quick timeout. We're going to talk women's lacrosse. Coming up next, Ian Wentz right here on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Baseball season is finally here, and you can watch the Bulldogs play on their home field Friday night at 5 p.m. Then Saturday, catch men's and women's lacrosse starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at Frickers.com today.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Baseball season is finally here, and you can watch the Bulldogs play on their home field Friday night at 5 p.m. Then Saturday, catch men's and women's lacrosse starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing, or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at frickers.com today.
On the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. It's a sober thing, you know, St. Patrick's Day, almost like Valentine's Day, just skipping holidays. Here at Frickers, it's busy. I had to park way, way in the back. I had to commute from my car to get here. Yeah, the joint's jumping here at Frickers and Adrian. I'm Ian Wendt, Stacy Mitchell, sales manager. 496 by the Cave and the rest of our family of radio stations in downtown Adrian. We have Mike Prang, the sports information director at Adrian College. We just finished up a good conversation with Andrew Grazik with the men's volleyball team at Adrian College. We're going to talk men's lacrosse and baseball later on in the show, but right now it's time to talk women's lacrosse with Madeline Turcotte, a sophomore midfielder from Heartland, Michigan. Thanks for doing this and being on the
course.
Show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, your last week was kind of impressive, I would say. The Women's Lacrosse Specialist of the Week for the MIAA. Only 7 goals, 11 assists, 8 ground balls. What is CT?
Cause turnovers.
Oh, and then what's DC?
Draw controls.
Okay, so 5 and then 18 of those. Thanks for helping me out with that.
I don't know why.
I don't know why he would put that on the cheat sheet. But so far, you lead the team with 46 points, including a team-high 28 assists. You are second in goals with 18 in just 7 games. Your offense is doing something spectacular this season. You are high-powered, I would say. Did you know that this was something your team could do?
No, not originally. I think our team, it took a minute for us to find the right chemistry, but we have finally figured it out, and it goes with unselfish play, passing the ball, moving it around, and I think that has really had an advantage with our game.
Your coach in her second year,
mm-hmm.
So she would have recruited you last year.
Yes.
How did you get in touch with your coach and find your way to Adrian College?
Yeah, so originally for my freshman year, I was at Concordia University in Ann Arbor. I was playing lacrosse there.
Okay.
Yeah, so the school, unfortunately, had to shut down for money reasons. Completely out of the blue, during the recruiting process, I had a teammate who knew Coach Asher. She actually came from Heartland as well, so we kind of have a small connection there. Basically, she gave my number to Coach Asher, and we just kind of started communicating from there.
And you figured Adrian's close enough to Ann Arbor? And
yeah, it was a little difficult just because I was very close to home, but I truly believe that God has put me in the right direction for success, and I think that Adrian is where I'm supposed to be.
I like it. Mm-hmm. And so far, so good. I mean, 6-1 on the season.
Yeah.
You're on a 4-game heater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we've been doing really good. The team is on the great track to our conference. Our conference is going to start getting harder, and I think that we are just becoming better, and I think that we're going to be able to keep up a good competition.
So you transferred in this year?
Correct.
Okay. So I was going to ask you to jump from freshman to sophomore year, but there is a little difference maybe from NAIA to NCAA Division III?
Yes, there completely is. I was a little shocked by it myself just because the NAIA division, it's definitely competitive, but I do think that I was ready for something a little bit more higher in play. So this D3 world is definitely a little bit more competition, and it makes it really fun and really interesting.
Right. And with you being a sophomore, I'm going to guess the team is relatively younger, right? A new coach, you would expect more freshmen. I think Coach said something a crazy number of freshmen and sophomores on the team. Like,
we have
in
a lot
the 20s, maybe?
Yeah, we have a lot of newcomers, but we also do have a very old team. We're losing a lot of seniors once this year's over, but we do also have a very young team, so we're just going to continue to build up from there.
So I'm going to assume that you and others have gelled very well. Who do you – I know you change somewhat often in lacrosse, so you don't really have a set.
Yeah.
You know, here's who I play with. You're a midfielder, so you kind of go all over the place.
Yeah.
Who's – okay, you have 28 assists. Who's someone that you kind of go to on the offensive side, or it's just a matter of the offense flows and whoever scores, scores?
I would honestly say I go to everyone. I think everyone has the potential to make amazing shots, so – just trusting everyone is super important. I really lean on Sarah Gross. She's a great midfielder, a great shooter. Same with Mariana Miller. She knows how to put the ball in the back of the net. She's always open, always there. Same with Zoe Weber, because she's kind of in the middle of our offense, so she's always an option. She can make some really good shots too, but collectively the team I think is great, and I would trust any of them to make a shot.
What's the – I'm going to try to talk lacrosse.
Okay.
I obviously didn't play it.
Yeah.
I watch it rarely, but I have, and I've called a couple of games. I know that there are a certain number of players that are allowed in the attacking area of the field.
Yes.
At one time.
Yes.
And you being a midfielder can sometimes interchange, right?
Yeah, it definitely does change. I do play a little bit of midfield when it's needed, but my coach made the great decision for me to take draw and stay on the attack side, so I don't always go to the defensive side. But if one of the midfielders needs someone to go up, that's where I come in.
Okay, so you do face-offs.
Correct.
And offense. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Is that what you played at Concordia? And I'm assuming you played in high school too.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I've been playing since like first or second grade, so I've been in the game for a long time. I want to say maybe like middle school is when I started to get into draw. My coaches just kind of recognized my height and decided that I'd be a good fit for it. So with a lot of coaching and teaching myself too, it kind of just became my home on the field.
All right. Jog my memory. Where is Heartland?
Oh.
Relative. Middle of the state.
It's like around
Lansing,
here.
Ann Arbor. Okay, Lansing area.
It's about like 25 minutes away from Ann Arbor.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was just thinking, like, not every high school has lacrosse.
No, yeah, Heartland's
and
a really
have
small
girls
town
lacrosse too.
Yeah.
So there was a good youth program and a team up there.
Yeah, for sure. Heartland was actually really popular with women's lacrosse. It's always been a part of Heartland, and it's always been the talk of the town.
Okay.
So coming from a really small town and having such a big program and seeing how it has progressed, it's amazing.
Okay, because I would assume, like, you know, suburbs of Chicago. Okay, I get it. Or a suburb of Cleveland. Okay,
yeah,
that makes sense.
Right.
But Heartland, Michigan.
Yeah,
very cool.
Heartland.
Very
middle
cool
of nowhere.
For a little hometown, right?
Yeah.
So, very successful weekend, taking on a couple schools from Wisconsin, Milwaukee School of Engineering.
Yes.
And Concordia, 17-2 and 17-6. You obviously put up some offensive numbers, but the defensive numbers are very important too.
Oh, our defense is amazing, and I actually think it's ranked right now in the conference. I mean, we completely rely on those girls. They give all their sweat and tears to our game, and it helps us so much. Our transitions become beautiful. I mean, honestly, without our defense, I don't think we would be winning the games that we are, especially our goalie, Bella Norton. She has been having amazing games, and that girl deserves it all.
That's one of the tougher nets, I think, to defend.
Yeah.
Is a lacrosse net.
Yes,
and
for sure.
You don't have a lot.
No, right.
Like, you don't have much padding.
No, there
and
is not.
You got a big fishing net, essentially.
Bella, our poor girl, we are hitting her all the time at practice in her legs. No pads. She has bruises up and down her legs. So.
Oh, goalies are a different breed of people.
Yeah, they really are.
They really are.
They really are.
Talk with Madeline Turcotte with the women's lacrosse team at Adrian College. Coming up. A little crosstown rivalry. You know Siena Heights University.
Yes,
being,
I do.
From Concordia last
yes,
year.
I
so
do.
A little different twist to the rivalry for you this time around.
Yeah, it is. It felt a little bit more competitive when I was at Concordia just because we're both in the NAI and there's a lot of history there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's a lot of competition here because we're both in Adrian and who takes over the town.
That's right. So that's March 22nd. That's going to be at Docking Stadium.
Yeah.
Your conference play begins April 1st. You have a couple weeks to get ready for that. You were projected to finish sixth in the conference.
Yes.
Is that something in, like, bulletin board material? Do you talk about it? Does coach talk about it? Or it's just, hey, here's what it is, and we're going to do our thing.
Yeah, I remember it was one of our games in the beginning of the year. It was super snowy outside. We weren't even playing on the field. It was just snow. But the coach Asher came in, and she was so excited to tell us that we were ranked sixth. I mean, it was so amazing because Adrian has had some struggles over the years, and this year she is doing a great job at putting the team together and leading us to success. So it was a very exciting moment, and I think that we have a lot of potential to meet those standards.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, you're building a program.
Yes.
And, you know, building a culture, that's a big word, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
culture,
it's amazing.
And then hopefully that turns into winning.
Mm-hmm.
But I think winning accelerates a culture change.
For sure. I think that by my senior year, I think we'll be unstoppable. But Coach Asher and Coach Archer have us on the right track to do amazing things. So,
the game... What's the philosophy for the team? Is there one? Is it, hey, we're going to play great defense and get transition offense, or like do whatever we can to get the ball up the field and create offense?
So,
is there like a set philosophy that you ladies try to do?
Well, basically before games, we just kind of sit there and say that, you know, whatever happens, happens, but we are going to give it our all, and we hope to come out with a win. And I mean, it's been working so far.
Right.
So we've only lost one game, but even after that one game that we lost, I mean, we worked our butts off. We honestly all deserved a pat on the back. It was really good. So I think that going in to conference, like, it's just going to continue to get better, and we're all just going to sit there and say, hey, whatever happens, happens, but we're going to give it our all. 110% every time.
But there is a general, like, flow of a lacrosse game, right? Like,
yeah.
A general, here's how we want to do things.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
Yeah, we, I'm okay. Like having like set,
yeah,
plays.
Set plays,
yeah, we have,
and
yeah.
Like a motion offense, maybe, for lack of a better
term.
Yeah,
we do have a motion offense, and we do have like flow for defense, playing
okay.
Backer, so, which it is amazing. It's been working every single time. So in the offensive, I think that we always start out in our plays, like our motions, and sometimes it doesn't work and sometimes it does. I think that recently we've just been able to find the chemistry with it, so it's just continuing to get stronger as it goes.
All right. Don't stop now. 6-1 Lady Bulldogs getting ready to host Siena Heights Saturday. That's this weekend for their next contest over at Docking Family Stadium. Go to adrianbulldogs.com for all the information. Download their app. I've been talking with Madeline Turcotte with the women's lacrosse team at AC, a midfielder for your Bulldogs.
Yes.
Thanks for your time. That's
of course.
It.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. All right. We are going to take a break. We're going to talk men's lacrosse. This guy holds a couple of records for Adrian College. Michael Jonas, talked to him about that and more right here on the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Baseball season is finally here, and you can watch the Bulldogs play on their home field Friday night at 5 p.m. Then Saturday, catch men's and women's lacrosse starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing, or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at frickers.com today.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Baseball season is finally here, and you can watch the Bulldogs play on their home field Friday night at 5 p.m. Then Saturday, catch men's and women's lacrosse starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Fricker's three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Fricker's has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at Frickers.com today.
All Access Show. Oh man, sometimes being at this place during mealtime is it's rough, as my dog would say, it's rough. It's a Frickers Monday night, the ACL Access Show. Josh Mitchell running things back in our downtown Adrian studios. It's the place to be every Monday night, but I think especially tonight. My dumb self pulled into the parking lot and I was like, why? What's going on? Is everyone here to watch the show live? Like, that's super cool, and we appreciate it. And then I go in, and everyone's got green on and all their leprechaun gear. Oh, yeah. St. Patrick's Day. Be safe. Have fun, but be safe. I will say that. We've been talking men's volleyball, women's lacrosse. We'll talk baseball in just a little bit. Right now we're going to go to the men's side of lacrosse and a gentleman that's already put his name in the Adrian College record book a couple of times, but more to get done this season. Senior attackman from Holland, Michigan, Michael Jonas. Michael, thanks for being on the show.
It's great to be here.
Well, let's get that out of the way first. I don't know how much you want to talk about it, but it's a very cool thing to break a program record, career points, and then career goals, both taken care of earlier this season. You're getting close to that assist record as well. Team is off to a pretty good start, 5-3 on the year. How would you assess your play and then how your team's been doing?
I think assessing me first, I think I've been playing pretty well. Definitely better than past years for sure. And then breaking those records is just kind of surreal. There's definitely one more to go for that assist record that I've had on my mind. But the team overall has been playing great too, and it's a lot of fun to play with them.
Is that something I've always wondered? Is that something coach knows and tells you, like, hey, you're two goals away?
He actually,
or is it on you to kind of be like, hey, I'm scoring a lot. Am I close?
Before I broke the program record for goals, it was my dad's birthday that day when I broke it. And he told my dad, but not me. And
I was like,
all right, sounds good. But he told me after. So I kind of keep track of it to myself. But
okay,
it kind of goes both ways, I guess.
And it's obviously something that took 4 years, or
yeah,
three and some change. You've been here all 3 years, I'm assuming?
Yep.
And to break that, that's taking a lot of passes from people and finding ways to score and dishing out assists to many guys, like from your freshman and sophomore year, and then you kind of became that upperclassman. I mean, do you go through that, like, mentally, like, kind of put that into perspective, like, all the stuff that past teams have helped you with, and now you're receiving some of that?
Yeah,
too?
It's definitely, when it came in, there was a pretty big group of seniors that helped me, like, learn, and I'm just trying to take that, what they taught me, and try and do the same for the freshmen now, and it's great that I had that opportunity to learn from them.
Lead the team. You've played 8 contests, and you have 49 points, 29 of those goals, and 20 assists. Those are not typos. What's this, I mean, you're in non-conference play, right? You haven't begun the MIAA play yet.
Not yet. I think we start the first week of April.
Okay. What's that? I mean, the record's good, right? It's not great, but you've been competitive in these games this season.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely looking to not let that record be easily broken, so that's definitely a goal. But definitely playing well as of recent, hopefully continue that into conference play.
23 goals is a lot to score in lacrosse. You did that against University of Dubuque on Saturday. Not you personally. You didn't score 23.
Not quite.
I'm sure you had a nice day, but 23-7. It's nice to get some games like that. I mean, some of them you're on the receiving end of that,
yeah,
obviously. And, you know, it's nice to be on the flip side of that before you get into league play.
For sure. We definitely had the opposite end of those in some games. which doesn't feel as great, but I think our defense playing well in that last game against Dubuque helped us keep the offensive side rolling.
The lacrosse team had a chance to hit the road a little bit. They call it the spring break trip.
Yeah.
It's the winter still.
Yeah, basically.
You know, but you did get a chance to go on the road. Could you tell our listeners where the team went this year and the kind of competition you faced down there?
Yeah, so we went to Kentucky this year. We started off playing Transylvania, another good team on our schedule that we really wanted to beat, but didn't play our greatest game that one. Then we bounced back. We played Spalding and Lexington, and we kind of bounced back that game and got our get back, I guess.
Yeah.
But that was definitely a fun trip to have. We went and checked out the Kentucky Derby. That was a fun trip to go and check out. Never been down there. We had one Kentucky guy on our team, too, that was fun to be back home for him.
Was he telling you all the giving you Kentucky facts?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. He was letting us know.
Were there horses at the track when you guys went there?
Unfortunately not. I think they keep them in a separate place because they got, a couple thousand horses, but they didn't keep them on the Derby.
No one was racing that time?
Unfortunately not.
It is a cool place. I went down there when I was a kid. I didn't go myself. We went on a spring break trip in the winter with my family and went down there and saw that. So that's very cool. And for a team, especially early in the season, it's good to get some team time, right? You spend the off season practicing, shooting against the same guys, passing to the same guys. Okay, now you get to hit the road and play against somebody. That had to be a good feeling just psychologically for any athlete.
Yeah, some people don't like going on the road, long bus rides and whatnot, but I kind of like having the time with the guys. That's what I cherish on the team, yeah.
Hopefully you get a decent-sized bus.
We do. I get my own seat. Most of the seniors get their own seat.
There you go.
But, it's a decent-sized bus.
Yeah. All right. Well, talking with Michael Jonas with the men's lacrosse team at Adrian College, I have to ask, and I give a little bit of grief to athletes from the west side of the state that choose Adrian over those other programs on the west side of the state. You're from Holland. There is an MIAA team there. What brought you to Adrian 3-plus years ago?
I bought into what Coach Wetzel and what he had in mind for the program, and I also kind of didn't want to – I wanted to get away from home.
Sure.
I didn't want to – my house is a good 5 minutes from that other MIAA school.
The school that shall not be named.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I just bought into what he had planned, and, I'm glad I did.
Yeah, and absolutely. Some people are homebodies and want to stay – close as they can in summer, let's go.
Yeah.
but it's not like you're moving across the country.
Yeah.
You're just, moving.
Close enough
to
be close to home, but further enough to say I'm away from home.
Yeah, close enough for your family to watch games, right? Go to contests.
Yeah, they get to come to every game, so.
Yeah, good stuff. 5 goals, 4 assists in the game and won the MIAA Offensive Player of the Week award. I don't know if that's – I think that's something you'll look back on, when your career is done, you're like, wow, that was cool. I got player of the week that week, maybe player of the month or all these records. Is that something you, it's going to sound weird, care about in season? Or do you kind of take that as a little bit all right, we're having a good time?
I think it's a little bit of both. I definitely keep track, or I don't keep track, but I definitely look at it and keep note of it. But it's definitely something that I would like to keep continuing in the conference play. So having those good weeks in conference is where it really matters to me.
Absolutely. The Bulldogs this season were projected to finish third in the MIAA preseason poll, but we know things can happen in a blink of an eye in the MIAA. It's a good to very good lacrosse league. I mean, you're projected to finish third. I think that's – were you fourth last year? That sounds right to me.
We finished fourth.
Yeah. So maybe a step up from last year. And I know Coach Wetzel's very high on this team and has a high standard for the program. And, what are the other teams that are up toward that top or could give us some trouble?
Yeah, so last year we lost to Hope, Albion, and Calvin. And I think those are the same three teams that would give us the most trouble this year.
Okay, just kind of reloading and go back at it like you are this season?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. All right. Conference play begins April 2nd. Team is on the road Wednesday. You go down to Ohio to take on Baldwin Wallace. You're back home Saturday against Allegheny at 12 p.m. So that is a – looks like a doubleheader then with the women's game.
Yeah, they play Saturday. After us on
they
Saturday.
Play Siena. Okay. Hey, spend the day at Docking Stadium. Watch some lacrosse action as the Bulldogs are in play. Been talking with Michael Jonas, a senior attacker from Holland, Michigan, here on the AC All Access Show. Michael, thanks for being back on, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Not a problem. Thank you.
And with that, we are going to step aside. In a little bit, though, you know what I haven't done, Stacy?
What haven't you done?
I have not talked about the specials, drinks, food, anything like that at Frickers. I mean, they're just flying out of the kitchen right now. Monday is their boneless chicken special. Tuesday is bone-in. Wednesday, it's their sirloin steak special. Thursday, it is their chicken chunk special. That's all day here at Frickers and Adrian on South Main Street. Let's see, some drink specials. They have the 48-ounce personal pitcher for $6.99. Also, sign up for their rewards program. Right now, the 3-for-all is $12.99. You get sliders, fries, and chicken. You get double rewards points if you purchase that now for a limited time. And also, their happy hours, 3 to 6 p.m., 9 to midnight. And their lunch specials from open till 2. It's 11 to 2 weekdays. That's $6.99, entree, fries, and a drink included. It's a good deal. Trust me, I'm here quite often. I know the deals. It's a great place to be. All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. We'll be back. We're talking some baseball. Junior starting pitcher from Clinton, Ohio. Not Clinton in Lenawee County. Jackson Clark. We'll talk with him right after this on the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Baseball season is finally here, and you can watch the Bulldogs play on their home field Friday night at 5 p.m. Then Saturday, catch men's and women's lacrosse starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at frickers.com today.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Baseball season is finally here, and you can watch the Bulldogs play on their home field Friday night at 5 p.m. Then Saturday, catch men's and women's lacrosse starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at frickers.com today.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Baseball season is finally here, and you can watch the Bulldogs play on their home field Friday night at 5 p.m. Then Saturday, catch men's and women's lacrosse starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing, or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at frickers.com today.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Baseball season is finally here, and you can watch the Bulldogs play on their home field Friday night at 5 p.m. Then Saturday, catch men's and women's lacrosse starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing, or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at frickers.com today.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Baseball season is finally here, and you can watch the Bulldogs play on their home field Friday night at 5 p.m. Then Saturday, catch men's and women's lacrosse starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing, or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at frickers.com today.
Back on the ACL Access Show, probably like three of the most sober people around. St. Patrick's Day at Frickers. A lot of fun, though. Walked in, seemed like a good time. I'm not going to participate after, if that's what you're wondering, Stacy. I got stuff to do.
We have real jobs.
We have jobs to do. I don't know, maybe. We'll see. We've had a nice show so far talking a variety of sports, men's volleyball, women's lacrosse, men's lacrosse, and now it's time to talk Bulldog baseball. And joining me on the show is a junior starting pitcher from Clinton, Ohio, not Clinton, Michigan, Lenawee County, you know, Jackson Clark joining me. Jackson, good to see you.
Good to see you. How you doing?
Doing all right. Well, you are, according to my notes, the number one starter on the mound this season to begin it. I know this program's got a history of winning, success, sent guys to the league, all those kind of things. And I know there's pressure really every day on this program to win, but to earn that number one spot, could you talk to me about that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, Rainey, I mean, he lets us know that this program is totally about winning and trying to be the best team that we can be. And it's a lot of pressure to go out and try and get that number one spot. But, you know, it's a competition. Iron sharpens iron with our pitching staff. We're all out there trying to prove ourselves. And it just happened to be that I got the start against Barry this year, and that's how it's been since. And I'm happy to say that.
You've had a rocky start in terms of the record, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some games they click. Other games they don't quite. And it's a long season. You got time to figure it out. But a 6-7 record for a non-conference schedule that you've played some ranked teams. You started the year ranked, and of course Skip, Coach Craig Rainey, puts together that schedule to prepare you for the MIAA season, for regional play, knock on wood, a super regional, and maybe take that next step.
Hopefully.
You've faced adversity as a team, and you know, talking to you off air, there's been some You know, guys nicked up and hurt, and things have to jumble around, and that's sports, right? I mean, if a team goes all year without being injured, you're going to have a good shot to win a lot of games, and it's the teams that find a way through that. So, you know, if you could kind of assess your start, I mean, as a team, right, with the record mainly.
I would just say that when we play well as a team, we're not going to lose. Like, we beat the number six team in the country, Denison, and we would have run-ruled them if that wasn't effect that game. Like, when we're firing on all three cylinders, offense, defense, and pitching, I don't think any team in the country can beat us. But we've had a rough start where, you know, defense isn't playing one game, the pitching staff isn't out there one game, or hitting is just not there. But I feel like once our team gets rolling and everything fires, like, we're not going to lose. And then we also had some pitchers go down. Doesn't help that one of our top guys out of the pen, Lincoln Lipinski, got injured. He's one that eats up a lot of innings for us. And then Sean Parker, freshman from Adrian High right around here, him going down, that hurt our staff a lot because he had a great outing down when we played Piedmont.
And, you know, Lincoln from Onstead, near Adrian as well, I remember him in, I believe it was the Super Regional, had to log a lot of innings, right? A lot of high-pressure situations, and he's like the first guy Coach went to out of the pen.
Yeah, I mean, he threw all three games at Super Regional. Just guy you could go to, and he just keeps going out there and performing for us.
This team has maybe what it might be the most expectation out of this team, maybe from the outside. You know what I mean? Like, okay, this team was like two innings away or three innings away from going to the College World Series, and you bring a lot back. You've lost quite a bit, though. I mean, with one guy, with AJ, right, finally leaving. You know, like, give him a hard time for how long he's been at school. But, like, he's a locker room guy. He's your first baseman. He was really a lot for your team, but you do bring a lot back.
Yeah, we do bring a lot back. Seven of our starters are back. And it brings back a lot of experience, which is nice because we've all been there, but we really do miss A.J. Miranda. I mean, he was our team guy, leader, the preacher man. It was great to have him. And then we also miss Tripp Russo, who may not have been in the lineup card a lot, but he was definitely the leader of our pitching staff last year and a bullpen guy for sure.
That might be the most – it's top five emotional coach moments for me. It was Skip talking about Lip, like – that's a team guy, right? That's a locker room guy. That's a guy that's there for you guys, and you need that. And sometimes it can come from someone that's playing every day, obviously, and then sometimes it's from somebody that doesn't get their name called a lot. So you finally get to play at home, Jackson. You're going to play Heidelberg at 4 p.m. We're going to carry that game on the Cave. I'll be on the road, so Jeff Bowman's going to be there. But this radio station will be there to call the contest. And Adrian and Heidelberg, it's a close enough rivalry where you can play them almost every year, and it's a fairly competitive game. Do we kind of have a scouting report on them right now, or it's kind of, you know, pitcher by pitcher, you get the call in and just throw?
For the Heidelberg game?
Yeah.
I mean, we kind of got a game plan for tomorrow.
You don't need to tell me, you know.
I mean,
they might be listening.
I mean, I think it's like a 2-2-2 type deal. I think we're going to rotate pitchers and throw like 5-plus guys tomorrow just because we have a three-game series against a should-be-probably ranked team later in the year, Wittenberg. We play them. So that'll be a huge series coming up this weekend for us.
Is that coach's approach to pitching this spring is – I say spring, we're still in the winter for this part of the season is get the feel going, get a lot of guys, a lot of innings. You know, maybe if you're having a special day, he keeps it going. But is that kind of has that been the approach this season, really? Like, limit your innings, rev up for the season?
I mean, just getting guys into the game that need experience. Like, some freshmen, like, probably the one that's going to start tomorrow, Parker Ferris, like, getting him out there, getting them innings. But, like, coach will extend you if you can. Like, if you can go out there and throw six innings for the squad, it's huge.
Okay.
But right now, it's just kind of preparing for conference because we're not going to get the at-large bid because we didn't win down south. So just preparing for conference and seeing if we can win our conference outright.
Okay. I kind of get what you said. So you're saying with the record that you got now, even if you don't lose in conference, that's probably not enough to get an at-large.
Yeah, we need to win the MIAA tournament at this point to get in.
And really, the regular season doesn't matter.
No.
It does, but it doesn't. You want to get the one seed, and you want to host, and all those nice things. But it's likely going to come down to that tournament in mid-late May.
Yes, 100%.
All right, so we got your first home game tomorrow, 4 p.m., and that field is a special place, the Nick. I mean, it's got an aura to it that, you know, guys that have played in the program or people that are in it right now or, you know, opposing teams come in and they're like, whoa, it's like a jewel of D3 baseball. Like, what, it's D3 school? I mean, you've pitched here for a couple seasons. What are your thoughts on the field, man?
I think it compares to some D1s around here. I think our field is absolutely incredible for a D3, and it's the main reason I came to Adrian in the first place. Field is beautiful, and it's a tough place to play because of the wind, and we have no foul lines in the outfield.
Yes.
Outfield, it's a nightmare for opposing outfielders.
And you would like to think you have that advantage in the outfield.
I think so. You know, I think so.
Because guys practice there and all that type of stuff. What, besides the field, was there something else that brought you to Adrian? I mean, what couldn't, right? Culture of winning, a coach that's been there for 30 years, top-notch facilities, and a chance to play.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty much about it. You said it perfectly.
Yeah. I did a yes-no question, Stacey. I'm sorry.
I mean, you said it perfectly. And then I'd say, like, the academics. Like, I'm a finance major, and I love the finance professors and over there at Jones Hall. I mean, that also was a huge factor in getting me to come to Adrian.
Did you know, this will be my age showing, did you know Jones and Peel used to be separate buildings?
Really?
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yep. And then when I was in school, they did the project to push them. They didn't push them, but build them together. Yeah.
It's a great idea. I'm happy.
Yeah,
happy
yeah I know. Together. Yeah, I bet the people over there are happy about that. So expectations high for this team. Tune in. You're going to be playing tomorrow, 4 p.m. Tune in right here on The Cave with Jeff Bowman. Bulldogs open conference play with Alma College. The Bulldogs projected to win the MIAA this season in the preseason poll. It doesn't say, are you at Alma or are you home for Alma?
I believe the first one is at Alma, then the doubleheader's at home.
Okay. Good stuff. Go to adrianbulldogs.com for all the information. I've been talking with the junior starting pitcher from Clinton, Ohio, Jackson Clark. It's good to see you again, and best of luck this season.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on here.
And once again, this is the AC All Access Show live from Frickers in Adrian. Ooh, there is green beer. There is. Confirmed. Confirmed. Having a good time here tonight. Don't forget their food specials, their drink specials. Download their app. Be a part of their rewards program. Always tip your wait staff. Tara does a nice job with us every Monday here at Frickers. Like to thank Megan Abby Lubert with ACTV. You'll see some clips from these student athletes on their social media. I'd like to thank Mike Prang, the sports information director at Adrian College. Stacey Mitchell, sales manager at 96.5 The Cave, and our sister stations within the building. I'd like to thank Josh Mitchell, our engineer, for this broadcast tonight. Also, Andrew Grazik with the men's volleyball, Madeline Turcotte with the women's lacrosse team, Michael Jonas with men's lacrosse, and Jackson Clark with Bulldog baseball. Until next week at 7 o'clock for the ACL Access Show, I'm Ian Wendt for 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.